A summary of the account in the Geneva Trust Bank was procured with a bribe of $40,000 to a Bahamian banking official, a man they had used before. Boomer Realty had a balance of $189,000. The summary listed all the transactions. Money wired in, money taken out. DeVille's people were trying desperately to track down the originators of the wires. They were scrambling on many fronts when Teddy summoned DeVille to the bunker. York was with him.
"The latest," Teddy said softly.
DeVille never sat while in the bunker.
"We're still tracking the money. Our contact in the Bahamas is on retainer, and we'll know if and when any wires are received. We have a unit ready to search Lake's offices on Capitol Hill, but that's a long shot. We have 20 people on the ground in Jacksonville."
"How many of our people are shadowing Lake?"
"We've just gone from 30 to 50.
"He must be watched. We cannot turn our backs. He is not the person we thought he was. And if we lose sight of him for 1 hour, he might mail a letter or buy another magazine."
"We know. We're doing the best we can."
"What about planting someone inside the prison?" Teddy asked.
It was a new idea, one hatched by York within the past hour. DeVille chewed his nails for a moment, then said,
"I'll go to work on it. We'll have to pull strings we've never pulled before."
DeVille left them for a while. He'd get called back in an hour or so. York and Teddy would have another checklist of questions and thoughts and errands for him to tend to.
"I don't like the idea of searching his office on Capitol Hill," York said. "It's too risky."
"I don't like it either," Teddy said softly.
"Let's get our guys and documents to write a letter from Ricky to Lake. We'll wire the envelope, track it. Maybe it will lead us to his file."
"That's an excellent idea. Tell DeVille."
York made a note on a pad filled with many other notes, then asked the question he'd been saving.
"Will you confront him?"
"Not yet."
"When?"
"Maybe never. Let's gather the intelligence, learn all we can. Meanwhile, the world's going to hell. Maniacs in the Middle East are building armies and hoarding oil, and we sit here hour after hour, plotting against three felonious judges who are at this very moment probably playing gin rummy."
"They're not stupid," York said.
"No, but they're clumsy. Their nets have snared the wrong person."
"I guess we picked the wrong person."
"No, they did."